Good morning, it's Ashley Stafford, Zaflam and Hayden for Berk Mesechus Nedarim. That will be everyone which comes to what we'll discuss from the beginning, from the last dance, and on days, discuss the Shiloh. Mert will have a Shiloh as follows, right? You see, Mert will have a Shiloh as follows. Right, someone asks the kicker, his kicker on his friend, he gives it to him as a present. Mahu, what's the halacha? The Gemara speaks out the two stubborn, the size of the shayla, kichi omaloi. He told him what he asked was kichi, my kicker, ki isa bishusi with the author. So he used to say kichi, and it talks about my kicker. Is that meant to be a limitation of the Issa? That the whole Issa is only as long as it belongs to me? That it belongs to me? But when it's not mine anymore, I mean, say if he gives it to the mother as a matana, well, it's not awesome. The Gemara says, Alecha Omer Le, Yivu Yoshevise Hekdush. You shouldn't talk about whether the gears are the way we have over here, that this is distressed. Alecha Omer Le, what the Gemara means just to say is that the fact that he took Kirchri, my Kikar, didn't mean to the limit the issue. That's the more she comes to later on, that raya, that distress is not over here on the alecha. The point is, we learn the shayla over here, the shayla that when he says kichri, what does he mean with that? Does he mean to limit the issue to only when it belongs to him or not? The Shiloh, right, as we discussed many times, right, what is the rule of the Shiloh? Shiloh is an intention Shiloh, or a definition Shiloh. Now there is a point that we have to mention over here at this point. And I mean, Mora says, if he gives it to Matana, so what the Mora means today is that is there any issue over here when he gives it to his friend, the Matana, is it up to his friend anymore? Or should talk about the actual giving itself. Right? The giving to his friend, that transfer at that point still belonged to him. That one could, I could wonder about that. I know, I mean, after he becomes his friend, the receiver, that at this point it doesn't belong to the original owner anymore, it belongs to the other person. And therefore, you know, on the first side of the order, that the whole issue is well belongs to the first person, so the issue doesn't exist anymore. So as soon as it transfers ownership, the issue doesn't exist anymore on the kicker. However, if we were to talk about the transfer itself, and the giving it of a matana, assuming that it's also he asked it by Hanom, and therefore the actual giving it to his friend could be a problem, and that's a point to think about. One could suggest that being that with the giving, right? As soon as the transfer is made, he gives to his friend, then the transfer of ownership happens. So at the point that it becomes his friend, the issue goes off. Right? So possibly it was there, and that might be a reason why we wouldn't consider the maton itself as being nenet from it, but from nenet from his friend, because with the transfer of the maton, with the receiving of the maton, the issue goes off. That's one side to think about. And other mafarshim maybe talk about maybe the condition of the issur hanan over here is issur achila. So therefore, regardless, the issur is only we're dealing with if he eats after he receives it. Now he'll eat it of the sort. So there was no issur hanan that there should be an issur hanan with my tummy itself.
According to that thought, that's baked into the words Kikri Alecha, that lashon is a lashon of Achila? Because it seems that the Shad is telling me exactly this lashon, right? Everybody agrees to that, no?
Well, that doesn't seem to be so much the point of in the Gemara Shad over here.
What doesn't?
What he asked, Hano or Achila? That's the stress of the Gemara, right? What you are raising a good point, right? Whether the cycle of Gemara is using these terms in Kichri Alecha, what would that mean? I mean, a kikur is definitely its main purpose to eat. That's what it is, right? So according to what you're saying, good man, according to what you're saying, do we mean to say that when a person makes a stam iser on food, that which its main purpose is to eat, so that's what we understand that it's achila until otherwise expressed, or in order to say this teretz, we will have to say that it was specified that much. But being that's not the point of the Gemara, so the Gemara is not being involved in that part of the thing. The main point of the Gemara is that. Being that he mentioned the ownership, right? That's the issue over here. He mentioned Kichri, right? So therefore, the Gemara wants to know, is that a limitation that is it to say that it should only be also while it's mine, or just what we refer to as the Ma'am Rokham, it's just the way of just describing which Kichri he's talking about. Which Kichri I'm asking, my Kichri, right? That's what he means to say, but he could have said this Kichri for that matter. That matter also. He could have said this kicker also for that matter. According to the second side of the Gemara. According to the second side of the Gemara, that he does not mean to limit it to his ownership.
Then you would say kicker's there, even if it would be that he gave it to an acher who gave it then to the mudr of Hanah, it would still be utzer. But if he didn't say that, it was an acher according to the Ron.
Okay, that's a good point. Right. Mm-hmm. You're saying, but let's talk speak out what the Ron says over here. And the first step in the Ron is that actually there is a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah which talks about such a thing. When the first person asks his keeper, and the Mishnah over there is Mufurish, that if it's given to someone else, then it's Mutter. This is the Ran's question over here. Right, man just speaks it out as follows. Uvavadai pshito leil rabchia d'hishe shenokan mazi kikizel odam acher mutur hamudavoy. Man says, man limits the question over here, that the question, the man says, is not like we would have thought that know, if he's limited to his ownership, so once it goes out of his ownership, however it goes out of his ownership, in any which way, it becomes mutter. That's part of the shaila, whether that happens or not. Once it's back inside, then it would not. The Ran says as follows, that definitely, according to both Sodom and Gomorrah, even the second side of the Gomorrah, that if he would give it to an Adam Acher, to someone else, then it definitely would be mutter. So, could the Islam come on with the Ran says it's a Mishnah. This case over here is that someone's asking on himself. And he says, he asks your house, he asks himself from entering that house. So the mission over here says, Mace, or Yishamokron La'achem, Mutu. In Avon Gomorrah itself, it's not going to think about it right now, and now that we see so the one with Rachel later on, really says this, right? Yeah, I get to, I'm bringing that source at the onset. Right, but in Avon Gomorrah itself, it makes this distinction. Let's see. Alma Kohecha Dipske Acher Shori. The Ran says the following. Definitely short. So when the more has the shaila over here, it's only a question if it comes directly from the mother to the mother. That is the only place that the more questions that maybe it will still be awesome. However, if it goes out of the reshus of the original owner, but before it comes into the rishus of the mother, then that portion, and the Ran calls that an ifsek ha'acher. And the Ran says, "A high time the body also you shouldn't do ifsek ha'acher." The imagine the mother ka'asi. Now, does anyone have an understanding in that? Right. What would be the explanation of that? Because once we're saying now that definitely if it goes into out of the rishus of the mother into someone else's rishus, or even not into someone else's rishus, for that matter, if the key after is partial to us. Now, if that's so, that means that definitely is a limitation on the Issan. So what would be the explanation over here? What's the difference? Why is Ishtke Acher something which is that's partial to the Gemara? I mean, Mishnah contact. So we know that, and nevertheless, the Gemara is clarifying that it becomes direct. If the Gemara Shaila is the Shaila in what does he mean when he says Kichri, does Kichri mean to limit the Isser or not limit the Isser? Well, I mean, the thing is, if it's not answering the Isser, then why should Ifsek Acher make a difference? That if it goes to someone else, there is a limitation on the Israel, and he needs to take your thing, and therefore once it's not his kicker anymore, it's mother. So then what is then more of a question in the Gemara? Right? So what would be the explanation over here that if Sikei Acher is something which is definitely so, and that doesn't affect the explanation of what he said concerning it becomes straight to the mother. And so we're asking, how do you understand this? Granted, the Ran tells us that he gives us the guidelines, right, but what's the explanation in that? Why should that make a difference? Mm-hmm. So what do you have over here?
Sounds like a slur that that when he gives it over, he still has a certain input in it, and how he's giving it over. Then he's giving it to someone else, so then it's, you know, now it's out of his rishus and it's not in the other person's rishus. So, you know, he doesn't have the power to offer it. But you had to say, you know, so something, I think the Rebbe was saying something that the giving over itself, the nether constrained, I guess. I don't know. I mean, again, I don't have good words because I don't have a good understanding of what it is. But,
okay. Starting something over here, and maybe we could come up with something. Okay, that's a bit loud.
Let's make it a little more difficult. I think also the Gemara compares giving it as a matana to it was stolen, right?
Okay. What do you mean with that?
So it being stolen is clearly a third person coming involved. So.
Isn't he talking about the person himself stealing it when the Gemara talks about that?
If he is, then okay.
That's the Gemara means.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get there in a moment.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike, what do you say? Do you have something brewing?
I mean, I think it was similar to what Tom was saying, yeah. But it's almost like the source you wanted to bring before, that
yeah.
You wanted to say before that the actual transaction itself, the getting over, wasn't causing a problem.
Right.
It's only the
healer
after he has it.
So let's hear it. Not like that. But if you want to say, it's not like that, that the Isser, you know, that explanation was saying that it was only an Isser Achila. Right?
Yeah.
Now, what do you want to say? Let's say
it's the moment that he hands it over, it's still called Kikri, and he's getting enough from that Messina. That's one way to learn. Yeah, maybe that's what Shlomo meant, or maybe Shlomo meant something different, that it was more like a biyadu kind of a thing. I thought I heard maybe there was two different possible mashmos in which one was saying. I'm just thinking how that would work, meaning if it's not the actual Messina that he's getting Hana from, but the fact that he is enabling, he himself is enabling the Achila, he answered it to this guy. I mean, you could say maybe this way, and maybe this is the way the Gemara comes out, Ian, that he specifically wanted to Aser the Messina. This is really a third sheet. His Kavana was to Aser Messina, because he didn't want the guy to be Mephatzer, right? Right, isn't the right notion?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Specifically didn't want this guy coming saying, give me your Kikr. So he specifically Asered in this surah that he of Messina, so that the guy wouldn't ask him for it.
But is that necessary to make the issue in the Messina, or you could accomplish that even to make an issue in Achila?
From giving it to you because you're not going to be able to eat it anymore.
Right. That's a good job. Let's see. Let's have to speak to the one, and then we'll think of that. That'll help us. That'll help us for this. Let's see. So the Gemara pushed the Shaila. On that, Rava told him that definitely is awesome. Why is he saying this? Right?
Now, you're reading this as a continuation of Rava, right?
Yeah, right. That's how the Ramban explains the Salam. And you know, the wording of the Gemara over here is also, you know, a little maybe different than according to this explanation. For example, what the word Lafuke means. And the Ran tells us, what the Gemara over here means like this, is that we're discussing what's the person's intention. Why did he ask for this? Why did he ask for this on his friend? So on that, Rav is saying that that he, our Shiloh over here is, does he mean to answer it even after it's given to his friend? And that Rav is saying, well, I mean, what's the purpose of him answering it? Right? It's only necessary to answer it, that's what Rav is getting at, only after it's given to his friend. Because as long as it's his, so even without answering, the person, you know, can't eat his thing, because monetarily, as far as that's concerned, he can't take his thing. That's where Rav is coming from. Right? So it's only necessary to ask her when there's not a monetary issue. Right? Then, you know, we need the nether to do his job. On that, Rav speaks through that. Well, I mean, the only other possibility would be to say that he wants to answer on him if a person infringes on the monetary issue, meaning that he'll steal it, right? And he wants to make sure that person doesn't, even if he takes it without permission, that he shouldn't be nana. On that, the Ran explains that's not something that a person is gonna be also think about. That doesn't happen. So not misdaber that that's what he was referring to. The LMI he's referring to is he's answering it when the person. Takes it and has the ability to eat it in the monetary. That's the hurdle after he's given to as a matana. So Rava's being pushed to shop saying, well, the hurdle is only necessary to make the iser only after it's given to him. So the hurdle that's what he must mean. Otherwise, if he doesn't mean that, then it's purposeless. It's that he's making. That was Rava's, that was based on the Rava's Pshituso. On that, the Gemara said,
yeah, why is this purposeful?
Because there's a monetary issue over here, meaning to say that that person can't use the kikar if it's not his. That he can only eat it monetarily and only after it becomes his.
The Shulchan Gavoach HaAchol, the concept that when you go to someone's house and he gives you a meal.
Well, I think that's what Gemara's going to answer now at this point. Right? But at this point, Gemara is thinking that when I eat something, you know, with the right, it becomes mine. That's what it is. The Monoshach, right? I mean, if you're eating it, you know, with permission, that basically is my tongue. The Gemara understands it. Right? It's without permission. So then, you know, I don't need a nether for that because people, you know, are not thinking that maybe he's going to eat it without, but he's going to take it. And if I'll make an iser, like, while it's mine, you know, in order to prevent that. That's good for the Gemara saying. On that, the Gemara answers, like you're saying, okay, the Azmine Alo. Right, that the purpose, the reason why he made the nether was in order to prevent him from eating it with an invitation. Right, like Mike mentioned, the Ran, that the person over here, that just like even in the Zakah Limora, he doesn't want this person to eat it, but he's afraid that he's going to be convinced to give it to the person, to allow him to eat it. So that's what he is coming to make the iser on. So in the Gemara Sacha Daita, the Gemara was understanding that if he's preventing him from giving them, it'll become his, and that was the Gemara's pritusa was. So therefore, it's only necessary to make the iser after it becomes his with the matan. And that answers the Gemara that there is a scenario where he's eating it with permission, right? But it's not his. That's the Mordor says. That's the case of Asmine. If he invites him, and that's what he wants to do. He's afraid that the person is going to
with him.
Yeah, he'll bother him, he'll pester him for an invitation, and in that situation, that it's not his, doesn't necessarily belong to him. He has permission from the owner. So that's what he wanted to ask. Such a thing. What Murmur is saying right now is it must be Matzah Rava's Chitusa. Rava with his Chitusa was based on the fact that why is it necessary to ask? Only necessary to ask her, you know, if he's allowed to eat it, doesn't that mean giving it to him? That's Matana, and that's what it says. No. You allow him to eat it is not necessarily giving it to him in a scenario of an Agmine. Meaning to say that definitely, you know, if he would be giving it to him and he, you know, be walking home or whatever it is, that's Matana. I think more is just discussing the din of Asmine. Right? Asmine. And this topic is a discussion. Seems to over here say, you know, this is a rise to that discussion, but this is a discussion when one is invited by someone else in a different scenario, as you know, does it become the taker's food or he's partaking in the other person's food? You know, namely the part of the question about bringing home food from the kiddush, right? Such a thing like that. Right.
I mean, if it was already yours,
so after you put it, let's say you had leftovers, right? Let's say now you know about taking, you know, taking something in the first place. But this is could even be negay of something, which is you know, you didn't eat everything that you took. Whatever the scenario is. You know, as far as, you know, whether at this point does he want it back, you know, or...
Yeah,
I mean,
does he want the leftovers back?
Yeah, someone has, I doesn't say, but, you know, he just took two cookies, two cupcakes, and, you know, it's too sanitary to put it back, you know.
And some people, maybe a slightly bigger shot, is some people actually take to bring home to their family.
Yeah, you might be saying that
if
it's Asmine,
then that would be
Asher Mamish,
without permission.
Because when we say it becomes yours, you have to make it yours, right? So you know, after you finish eating, and now you want to take up a care package to everyone else, so that even if it would become yours when you take it, but you know, there's a question is that the person wants to be interested in giving you that.
Most kiddushes, that's a sort of an assumption. You maybe like to sell it. Like if you had to say Motu Shabbos, you have a Motu Shabbos sale of maybe something like that. I would imagine it would be a better, but
you're saying most people assume you're going to take home to your family? That's a pink question?
Okay, I mean,
What
you're saying is that it's really the shiloh specifically by your leftovers. It wouldn't be a shiloh by taking more for your family.
Yeah, we're talking about, and as far as Kni is concerned, going after you took it, right, you know, were you kind of that, and trying that is going to yours, you know, fine. And there still are other sub-units, but one of the issues over there.
I have enough on Pesach to go to another big issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, such a big, like, sailor with the soda. What's going around? You know, some type of winning some prize. If you have a soda cap, and who got the prize? The person that found it, or the Balfour Club?
Koil Halushin.
Is a question. is the question, right? That's what we were coming to. That's over here. There's a question on Rava. That's where the Shema are coming from. That means, is there any Rava left over here? I mean, right? We might have thought that Rava was interested and finished. Okay, so you want to bring a Toshma, you know? Do you want to Machzir the Shaila? But why are you asking questions over here? Right? If you want that Rava, that's what Shem said. Rava, he maintained. He's not agreed with the Dichu. Nachoponim Zot Gimor. Ace, want to ask a question on Rava's Shitsusa. So I ask this friend, please let me your poro, omaloi, kainim porshan, ikone, look. So he asks the poro that I own, shanikone, should be also loch to you. Or else, he says, nechosai olecho, all of his nechosim, he asks, imyeshli poro elozum. If I have another poro aside from this one, this is the condition of his iser. He conditioned the iser in having an additional poro. Now, those who just like to have the technical aspect of this over here, they want to know why is he doing this? What is the point in such a condition here? Right. Why is he answering if he has another poro? What do you do? You have any?
Understood. Yeah. He was giving an explanation why he doesn't want to lend it.
If he has another one, is that the condition with that would that the usable
right,
or won't be?
So he wants to. I mean, again, this is. I don't think he's trying to convince the person that he doesn't have another one. So he's saying that I'll make a nether. If his point to making a nether if I have another one is to show that he doesn't have another one. Typically when you make a nether, that's to prove his point, but again there's no explanation why the guy had to give a case. So that's sort of how I read the person's words,
I have another one. I only have one. That's why I can't give it to you. If I have another one, I'll answer it on you.
It's a funny matter, but typically when you make a tonight, it's to say that the tonight doesn't exist. I swear by so and so
much. But usually that should affect him personally.
Right.
If he's making it on the other person, it was a little harder to get the technical aspect of this over here. Okay, but fine. But whatever that is, but this price so there are two cases over here. There are two cases in the Braisa. The first one is that he's answering the Kora itself. And the second case over here, he's asking all his Machos. The second case that the Braisa talks about, the second item, the second scenario, Hashem Kli Kadu Machos, Maloi, Krenim Kadim. He's asking the Kadum Shani Kanoi, the chasm that I own, should be also on you, or else. The Chosei Olecha, Yemiesh Li Chasm, Elazan. The Brisa says that the Nimso Shiyesh Loi. So in the second case, when there's a condition upon him, and he has, so look the Brisa as follows. That this issa that he made is the chayov osur. It's only osur while he's alive. However, mace, if he dies, oh, he should not let my son, or if he gives it to him, the Gemara is translating this to mean that if the mother gives it to the mother, the matana is a mother. So something like you see over here clearly that even though he mentioned that he's talking about his item, the item that belongs to me. Since he's saying that the item that belongs to me, so therefore if he gives it in my tonum, then it's mutter, because the whole issue is only as long as it belongs to him. If he gives my tongue, yeah, and that's the halacha of b'chayev, right? It's all one halacha. There's the halacha of b'chayev, like we mentioned before, that's really would be similar to the issue keyachim. And that you know, even go to his yoshim, let's say, right? You're getting the issue getting to someone else. But you see, the price equation is two things. And there's no difference if he has hair or go straight. That's the law. It's not my son. Mutter. But no, I'm right. I'm better than you. She didn't know the ash. Zolta Gimora, that nothing was madcha. And Mora says that this price is taco only madre when it's through a third person. And this case of Nost Mezmatana actually means it's Nitnaloi Mezmatana from a different person, from an Ifsa Keyachem. On Ravashi Dekanti Katani Shinitnaloi Vle Katani Shinostnaloi. Ravashi brings a proof from the wording of the Braise. The Ram makes a point over here. Dekanami, the Katani Shinitnaloi Koymar. Shakachis the Kabbalah biyodom likrois nitnu bechidik. Apopi sheim b'ksiva shom hevdish. So the Ran rather seems to be working that it was recorded, right? Wonder about that, right? But the Ran seems to be going with the written text, and the Ran is questioning that it really could be written the same way, even though our Gemara maybe puts in the use of, you know, for our reading, but in the way of writing it, there really is no difference, and therefore, you know, we're not included in the text. That was given over, and therefore the Dekanami is really from the Kabbalah of the Yogam. Now the Shach Tar of the Gemara, maybe you can wonder just how to set up that Shach of Italian. It sounds like when the Gemara asked the question, he wasn't working at that, so like, he didn't have the Kabbalah. And what exactly happened over there? Rashi says a Dekanami, that's the Kabbalah. No, so then that's what was the question?
Well, the Kabbalah could also mean it was given to directly
That could include that, and he's bimidaik nitna b'sinti al yachar, because if the Brisa meant to say directly, then use the specific term of nosno. Okay, maybe that's a way to say it. We'll try that. Nitna. maybe could include both. And the Deikinami is from the fact that we're saying Nitna more inclusive because Mitaka means specifically Aide the Acha. That was the Shakodai. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. The Gemara doesn't say Nitna Dumya Lames, that that's called Aide Acha. Wondering why did the Gemara want to learn that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I hear that. That's right. Other places, this point, let's say, a comparison. It was necessary to come on to that, right? You know, towards Menei Obey, right?
Okay, yeah. So the Babas, with the Babas, right? So that, like, what's the way I've been in so many cases, they seem to be saying the same thing. So maybe that you'd want to say it's not like Mace, because if it was like Mace, why did it have to give two examples?
Saying Ayodakar is not exactly like Mace. It's a different kind of a Chiddush. Mace, you might think it's more Dumya to direct me.
Right. So his father, why have you given, like, what's the difference between the whatever it's called, the speed and the whatever the other example was?
The power and the
power, right. The power and the curse.
Why did it have to give both of those?
Yeah.
I mean, I just had a thought as we were talking also just looking at shapes, maybe a full gosh, where we are and stuff like
that. Mm-hmm. Okay, but let's see, because the truth is that I wasn't planning on thoughts on this piece of tomorrow. So let's move on, because I want to hear from the other one on the next couple of sugis over here. We get things to talk about this. We touched on this in the past, but now maybe I was trying to get a chance to focus on this a little more. Yeah, so to Gemara, Yesh Me'ilu B'Kainamis Oiloi. Now, let's just start with the first step. What's the halacha, the Ikar halacha of Me'ilu? The Ikar halacha of Me'ilu is that if something is hektish. Hektish has kedusha on it, but no ownership. That belongs to hektish, but there's kedusha in conjunction with the ownership, and therefore that kedusha creates an ister hano. Ister hano is a product of the kedusha, and the Torah tells us that there are chiyuvim as a result of this Issa Hano. Now, it's not really that also to be nene. It begins and ends there. But if a person is nene from Hekdish, so there's a parasha of Me'ila, which is a monetary halacha in it, and then there's a korban which is involved. A person who's loyal to Hekdish, so he has to take care of chumash and bring the korban asher. That's the Tritz of Hashem Me'ilus. We already had it before, in the previous thing, was a little bit about this. This we had before, just was mentioned. Now, there's two ways to be loyal. There are two ways for a person to make a me'ila akoponim in the hektish scenario. That there's a me'ila de hoitso, that if he takes the item with the intention of taking it for himself, and so then he could be loyal even before he's nana. And otherwise, there is a me'ila of hano. And if there was no haitza, for whatever reason, we had in the previous different scenarios why there might not be a haitza, then you have the me'ila through the actual being nana itself. Now, the Gemara over here is discussed as Avin Me'ila Bar Koinomai. Now, the land is that there's one of two ways how to be meichel and neder. We saw at the beginning of that phase. Fact is, with a fossil, that had fossil. The din of minukonomics is relevant to had fossil. It means that the person, I'm the asked with the koinom, so he asked it by usage of relating it to Hekdish, that's where the Shaila of Koinomis comes from. In the that we saw before, what kind of thing you can match, that you have to match with a Dabar HaNozer, not a Dabar HaOther. So in those scenarios over there, what we have to look back over there and see that the Dabar HaNozer, is that limited to Hekdish, or it could be other things which are not necessarily Hekdish. Look back over there. They didn't bow through this thought. No, what I mean to say is like this, is that if someone uses kind of carbon font, that's Hekdish related. But a Hatzasa could be, which is a Dabar HaNozer. So does that also include things which is not necessarily a carbon?
And
then you said Kikazuka, Kikazuka. Is that what you're talking about? Okay. Let's say that would be an example. Right? Let's say you ask for the first Kikar without Hatzasa, and now you'd be matched one Kikar to the next. Right? So I would think that this is not shy to the Shaila of the Koinomi. There is no sad. And Kedush over here at all. But when the Ran says, or the Mora says, Mishmu Bibi Koinomis, we mean specifically if there was a Hatzasa by something which is Shayach to Hekdish. now there is a Shaila that we have to be Mora over here. As follows. That we know that as far as the parasha of Me'ila by Hekdish, the bigger parasha, so there are two types of kiddushes that we've come by in the past. That there's some called kiddush that go from the other called kiddush that fish the dominant. Now, there is a difference, when you get to the thing of Me'ila between these two things, and the nafkamina that you have is that it really starts maybe from a step before the Me'ila, the nature of the kiddush itself, whether this kiddush is subject to pigeon. Could the kiddush be transferred onto something else? There are shah opinions. The Kedushas Dama has pinyin, Kedushas Haguf doesn't have pinyin. And similarly, the halacha is that when one is loyal on something which is Kedushas Dama, then it's poka the Kedushas through Me'ila. But something that has Kedushas Haguf, the Kedushas is not poka.
The one in
Me'ila is that when one is loyal, one who pulls from one benefit, the Me'ila is, then the Kedusha is part, the Kedusha goes off. Right? But that's only by Kedusha's Zomim. Kedusha's Zomim is something which the Kedusha could be removed. But Kedusha goes off, the Kedusha can't be removed from the item, and therefore, it's not subject to opinion, and therefore, through Me'ila, kush doesn't go off. Mishnah refers to that as in the halach of moilach hamoil. There's a moilach hamoil. The same is chapter mishnah goes. Kush doesn't go off. So it probably came meila many times. Whereas something which is kush sum, since the meila is mafkid kush, therefore it's a moilach hamoil. The first person is Moel, and it doesn't have to push anymore, so one can't be Moel a second time. So now when we're talking about Me'ila B'Kainomis, the din of Me'ila B'Kainomis is as we told me, we're at fossil, you created this through at fossil, and that also was something which is called, right? which is hektish. However, it's mevuyer over here. Right? That means it seems to be that it's definitely over poshut that it is shayach the concept of pidyon if you hold yesh me'ila v'kainamit. It's shayach pidyon. Maybe the staff a Crowley, but it's Shaykh Pidyon. And if one has to be ma'ur, the question is, how does that work? If you map this in Korvel really doesn't work. So it doesn't really have. The truth is that in that, the nether is not moment. The history is not an history moment. it's just the monetary value. How did it come to be that there's a din of pinyon on such a thing? You come from something that doesn't have pinyon. Now, if you're a master, maybe in a kedusha dedikah b'ayin, something like that. Okay, well, then it's possible. But if you're a master, it's in a call. So how did that come to be? Akoponim, but let's hear again. So. What is this side of Yesh Me'il B'Kainom? I mean, Lamaisa, we're not making it hektish. That's not what I mean. You're making a nether, right? It happens to be a way of creating that nether is through Hatfosa, and Hatfosa has its conditions where it has to be, and it could be that it matches in a carbon, but you're just using the Isser of it. So, what does it mean that there's me wash that be me'ila? So, l'chora, the understanding of this is as follows. The first step is that we have spoken in the past, the concept of hatfosa. Is that just a way of expressing a nether? Is that what it is? But the actual makings of the nether is all the same? Or maybe in Atfosa, the mechanics of how this nether, this chal, are different. And through Atfosa, what you're doing is that you're actually drawing from the source, and that's how you're creating the ism. From this dover another. So therefore, if a person would be matches in a korban, so the issa that he is creating is by use of the concept of korban. And therefore, just like by a korban, the isurim, isra hano, is really a product of the kedusha that it has. So too, the making of a nether b'hatfosa would be in a similar vein, that there will be a certain type of kedusha, not kedusha hekdish, right? But there will be, the issa would be a product of the kedusha. Now, once that's so that's where the Mora is open to this idea that once there is kedusha over here, and that's what's causing the issa. So Mahaitaima, maybe it has the dinim of Me'ila. Now, the truth of the matter is that you know, even after everything is said and done, I would have thought that there should be a source and a positive to such a thing. On our own, you know, to invent such a thing without a source, seems to me, you know, an amazing thing. Right? You know, from all of Shas, everything, you know, needs sources, and then, you know, then the halach of Milut Koinomers, you know, there's no source in the Pesukim for that. And how do you know to say such a thing? We're creating a whole new thing. I mean, it's not hectic. You know, whatever you do over here, but not hectic, that there should be a din of Me'ila, even the Hatzotza. Right? That's the point which bothers me. Akoponim, I guess just share with you my worries. I think someone has a thought on that. Someone thought on something on that. Okay, so you know, so granted that I'm bothered that had what's the basis to invent such a thing, but after we get past that and that we just feeling out what we're dealing with, I believe that that's what it is. Right, we are applying. The concept of the Hatzosa. The Hatzosa is using the drawing from the source. That's how we're creating this Isser. And therefore the type of Isser is an Isser which is a product of Kedusha. Granted it's a specific type of Kedusha, it's not necessarily Kedusha Hektish that we have in front of us that may also need some kind of categorization, the Havdorah. But once that's what we have, so that's where we have the concept of Me'ila. And therefore, when a person is netted from such an Isser, there would be the concept of being Moil. And the Nafkamina therefore would be that there will be the Chiyuvim of Me'ila. The Ran says, the Ran talks about a Korban Oshel. Miyamin and the Ostoi Ki Korban, the Chayav Olav Oshel Me'ilis, Kinenim and Akochi. That's the Ran says. Now, in the Ikka Parsha, Melech mentioned, what is Allah of Kerem HaChayimish? Ran doesn't mention that's how we go over, that the Ran doesn't mention that. At first glance, I thought that maybe it's not applicable such a thing, since it's not really hektish, so you can't pay it to hektish. So who are you going to be, you know, giving the Kerem HaChemish to? Right? But I saw that the Mefarshim deals, especially it sounds like that they're assuming that there definitely is a Kerem HaChemish. You know, as part of the parasha of Me'ila, which applies to Koinomis, they're just discussing, you know, what do you do? How do you do that? And what I saw, I believe from the Chaz Mishnah follows that, let's say in a scenario, so really what happens is that the Kedusha is polka, so the din of Karen is really a replacement of the monetary, right? So what you're really doing is that you're replacing. The monetary that was the Rishus Hekdish, Ayidei the Me'ila. So that would be the concept over here. That since there is such a halacha, now it'll be dependent, right? Over here. But let's just say in the scenario over here where the Kedusha will be Poka, the Issa will be Poka, the din of Kerem HaChemish would be to replace the item that was that had the kedusha, that's what it would be. That's what you'd be doing. You'd be replacing that item which initially carried the issa. That's a good point, and I'll tell you what I understand you mean to question over there is because you buy Hekdesh, so the you're replacing it. You have to give the Hekdesh in order to have the Isser back, and you know to have back what you had there. But over here, the Isser is not really dependent on Reuven owning it. Right? You know, the Isser. It has nothing to do with it. But if you're just replacing the Isser, so do I have to make it Reuven? Right? No. If you have to make it
Reuven, the mother?
Well, yeah, right, that's the mother, right.
I mean, if you were including to Rav, let me say if he ate it, we're not talking about a case of conflict. So he ate it first, it was either in a Sina, or he ate it while it was still in the Rishus of the mother.
This shiloh over here probably doesn't have to be limited to that scenario, no? The shiloh of means economics. Right? So we could be talking about that he asked it without kikri, no? Right? That could be, a scenario. But the shiloh of means economics, right, it's not really dependent on
Shimon has something ossered on him, let's say a kicker.
Okay.
And now he eats that kicker. Okay. If he owned that kicker, the time that it was ossered on him, Yeshua, however, who was he replacing? Let's say he ossered his own kicker. So this, my kicker is ossered to me, or now he eats the kicker. Who's he paying back?
Where would you think that would come back? That's
an answer, let's see.
Because
you didn't take it from that.
Right.
That's the but who said that Mila is returning to the homeless you didn't take either, and you're paying it to Benegabagas.
That's like a knuff, so that's like almost when you do Gazela. You have to
okay, it's a knuff, but why is it going to Benegabagas? Why is it going to, that's where you...
Okay, I mean, you can understand it. You're giving it a knuff to the one you took it from. Just like, again, by Gazela, Pishnayim.
This is the answer. But there's some problems here. But you're saying a new concept, which could be maybe there are those that go like this. That would be understanding, I believe, that the chiyuv ken v'chemish by hekdesh is not necessarily based on the fact that it originally was hekdesh. Right? That just the din mila is the deposit box of the chiyuv and mila are hekdesh.
We said kedushas of goof doesn't go to lechuvim, right? So that's clearly not replacing it. You know, when you pay.
Okay, that's good. Very good. Very good. Okay. Right. Okay. Right. That's definitely right. A point. Yeah. Right. So it's not a question of. That's definitely a point, right? That's not replacement, right? Right? Elamai, it's Tamachir, that's true. But I would think that it still would be a Hiddish to disassociate the chiyuv tashlumin to what you were nana from, right? So you're right over there. It's a very good point what you're saying. That to limit the din the chiyuv and mila of ken chaimish to replace then that lachara it can't be limited to that. That is true. Glad what I was what I was saying is that Akhopanim in the scenarios where it is Yotza Lachutz, then the understanding could be replaced, and that's how we could understand by net what it is. That was that direction. But if you want to take a totally different direction and you want to prove from Klushin Agov that nothing's replacement, and you want to take a step further and say that the Chiyuv and Mila happen to be Dakdish regardless, where they started, and now that would be another direction. What were you saying, Michael? He wanted to know the acid himself. Oh, that's what you're talking about. He asked himself on a kicker, and then he's Moyo, and it's Koka. What he would be doing is that he would have to replace by making another a nether on something else of that value. Right? I have to replace the nether. That's what it would be. Right. And what were you trying to show with that? Just playing it out.
You have to answer like Shlomo said. If you're saying that the field is to the one you took it from, it doesn't make sense in such a case. You're going to pay himself back at Karen Holmes.
Well,
it's meaningless. Maybe Tati.
No, I say what it is. It's not really a monetary. The root of this is not necessarily a monetary halacha. It's really maybe the din in the ichzer that you have to replace the ichzer. Right, that's what it is. It's not like he's just trying. He's just replacing himself, but that ichzer has to be replaced.
Even if it goes to Oh, so now you're usher on this Karen O'Connor.
Yeah,
you pay it yourself,
right?
But you're also on it.
Right. That's really the purpose. What you're going to do, and not merely pay yourself back. You have a similar concept, let's say by truma, right? The halacha is that if a non kohen eats truma, so it's also a halacha of Karen. I'm sure also in the prophet's scenario over there. So that's also how well has to replace the truma, even if he owns it. Right? Let's say Yisrael owns Hekdesh, right? His grandfather, is a kain, and then he left him over some Hekdesh, and he eats it by mistake. Right? So there's a halacha there of Kanvach, even monetarily he owns it, but he has to replace that truma.
And at that point, that replacement money has to be given to a Cohen.
No, because it's already his. No, it was his grandfather's truma that Lechidon gave him. So now it belongs to his grandfather, and then he can give it to whoever he wants. So his grandson, Yash, right? So monetarily, it belongs to him. You don't have to
give it to him. He's allowed to let it go to a
Cohen. Right, yeah. Right. Oh. Right.
The grandson is not a Cohen, the grandfather was a Cohen.
Right.
So he got it. So he pays himself back, and now it's his money.
Right. So he set aside. The truth over there, it's not money. It has to be, something which is really for Truma to be Chalam, because it has to be, it has to be Truma over or at least Kodesh. He'll set aside, something that the Kodesh is Chalam.
Now, just coming back to this kicker, he says, my kicker is usher on the Yuka Corbin. He eats the kicker. The kicker was $2. I have to pay a Karen and a Homer, so you have to put back in $2.50. Now that $2.50 he can use, or it's usher to him just like the kicker was usher. So he just like he could give the kicker to somebody else to eat, he only ushered it on himself.
He gives the kicker, he gives the $2.50
to somebody else. Right. As long as he's, according to his understanding, what he's doing is he's replacing the insert, and whatever he's able to do in the first place, he can do with this now also. Limitations don't grow. Now, Grada,
Removed by sort of attaching onto that.
that sort of pulls it off what it originally was on. That you need something which has a strong kedusha. That's how the Ram explains why it exists such a difference. Right, so it really has to do with the alimus, but it's not like that type of kedusha doesn't with chaval relate to pagan. But there, as far as the din of being poka, since being poka doesn't require that hatsrosa, like being poka spidyane, so I would think oibazoi, then you know they both have the halacha, right? That ayidei are the meal is talk of the Easter. And all the more stuff, right? Right. If I did the meal is talk of from a kind of clothing, definitely should be talking from a kind of clothing, which is a weaker Easter. Right, because as far as that, of course, it's not only in a toughest pidyonai. It has to mean that the leaf itself, oil, is a half goal. So that should follow more so. Right, that half goal should apply to both. So now let's see the Gemara. Right? So the Gemara has this as the Shaila. And Zalta Gemara almost a show from our mission. That's Zalta Gemara. Omer Tinisu, we learned this in our Mishnah, our mission. Mokom Mishnah Nashar Tiplano Lehekdish. Emro Ki Hekdish. Zalta Gemara. Let's hear what Gemara says. The Mishnah says that Amudan Amachaveiroi, the matter could be turned Naveda to the Mudar, and Mokam Shnatle Eschar, and the returner, right? The Master Aveda doesn't want to take the money, and that is a problem that will be ended from him through this returning. So the halacha is, the Mishnah says that he should give it the hekdesh. People have no the hekdesh. I see over here from the fact that the Tana tell me that he should give it the hekdesh. Remember, ki hekdesh, that's an indication that the Iker Iser of neder shaykh the hekdesh, ki hekdesh, ma hekdesh yesh b'me'ila, apkinom is yesh b'hen me'ila. Now, you see from the way the Gemara speaks it out, it definitely sounds like it's a loose connection, just some kind of dinyan. What I mean to say is as follows, but the Ram speaks to like this, right? Let's see the Ram. The Ram says as follows. Tip on over Hekdesh, remember the Hekdesh. You see the Ram over there? The Ram says, the Eloi Domi Koinomois for Hekdesh, if Koinom didn't have a property similar to Hekdesh, Habu Lemema Yelech Hanol Yam HaMelech. Why did the Tana say that in order that you shouldn't be nenem, you should give it to Hekdesh? The Tana should have said, you know, throw it out. Yelech Hanol Yam HaMelech, turn the whole door to another place, that's what we say. Ever. You shouldn't depend on the situation, but enemy, look at Hekdesh. Since, this is the reasoning, since that koinomis exists, the din of mihilo kehektish, even the behektish osik, that since we're talking about something which is shayach the hektish osik, hano, people hano lehektish. That's what the Tana says, people hano lehektish. Now, if I was to ask you a question like this, what does it sound like to me more from the Ran? Is the Gemara is now once the Ran was Ma'ir, this point, that other places when one can't be nether from something, you're Yoelis Yamamelech, you don't have to give back specifically.
You don't have to do that, you just give it to somebody else.
So in those scenarios, it's really, those cases, which is the Israel of everyone, right? Then you have to have to get rid of it. You can't, don't want to give it to, but you're right. In our case, materially, right? As long as you're not being there. So, what's the understanding over here? That is the Iran coming to say that the time is dead over here, giving it to Hekdesh because that's the halacha requires you to give it to Hekdesh? Or he's not changing that, right? That the halacha over here doesn't really require to give Hekdesh, but the reason why the Tana used Hekdesh as the place that we're ridding himself of the Hanoah is because Nedarim has that connection to the Hekdesh. So that's why Kivan the Hekdesh Ka'ostik, the Ran says, that's why he was Tana Yoelich the Hekdesh, right? People the Hekdesh. But how do you understand? Again, what I want over here is that does the halacha require, you don't have a choice, yeah? You specifically, the halacha requires that has to go to Hekdesh, or in a chanami. We don't mean that. We're just explaining why the Tana used this as the deposit box over here. So we're saying that because since there is a halacha of middle economics that the Dorma Shai of Hekdesh, that's why the Tana expressed that. But in a chanami, the halacha doesn't really require it. That's what would be mashma for me from the Mora and from the Ran. Is that how you understood it? Where it was a specific a definite halacha that the halacha requires you taka to give it. Okay. What do you say, Michael? How do you understand this?
I agree that that's the next marsh from the run. Even Osik the Tamatik that issue.
This will make things a little bit easier because I mean, if I had a point to the round, right? When the mission says that someone answered Hanoah on his friend, and the halacha is you master the Veda, etc. I mean, the mission is not necessarily talking about what I thought.
That's what
right?
I wanted to bring up.
Right? Very good. Right? So if we were to say that this is the halacha based on the fact that mission is economic, and therefore the Isser is a hectic thing of Isser, then we have to limit the Mishnah to a kainum, right? That's what it would have to be, which is a limitation in that. Might say that's all included in what the Gemara is saying. But according to him, what we're saying right now, right, we could explain a little bit easier. And even if the Mishnah is not necessarily talking about a kainum, specifically of non-kainum, but since there is a concept of a kainum by Nedarim, so that's why the Tana used this term, because Nedarim have that dimion to Hekdesh.
In this particular case, there would be no meal at all in our Mishnah.
If you didn't make it clear, if you didn't have to with that thought, though, right, or even as we spoke before, right, even in that thought itself, there could be different scenarios which there wouldn't be any meila.
Kind of akin to an imen or din.
Because there exists such a halacha, the hektish kaotik, right? There is a relation in some degree. So that's why the Tana expressed it over here. Right? Maybe halufa, right? The Tana was going to be meramed to that. Right, but it's not really more than that, because there is no such halacha specifically to give the hektish. That would be the mashmoyus over here.
In a case where he actually made a hatfasa, it would bavish be hektish, and he's only saying it. He
here because there really was nothing. And
no, I thought that it really, this term really is really coming from Amil the Koinom, right? But even there, right? It doesn't mean that this is the halacha, right? That's what I was assuming. Now that would be mashmah from the Ran. Now if you look at the Rosh, right? Rosh over here, Rosh in the Mishnah, you have to turn back to see over here. The Rosh says, remember the Hekdesh, because the Parishta my season, the Katani, the Dapko, a Hekdesh, Toch, Litan, Aschar, the Enyoch, who has Shlicha, the Hebrew. Right? If you look in the Rosh clearly says otherwise. In the Rosh would seem to be that, and this is, so this still really needs explanation, as we mentioned before. That, I mean, it, even in negation of the Koinom, but it's not Hekdesh. That's not what it is. So it's still hard to understand that why the din would be mechayiv you to give it Hekdesh. Now, maybe according to what Shlomo was saying, maybe that would be a way to understand it. That what he was saying, that the chiyuvei meila are not dependent b'chlal on, you know, what you're starting with. That would be the pshat. The chiyuvei meila is to give the Hekdesh. You know, once you have a din meila, wherever you are, even if you're not actually Hekdesh, but if your din has a din of meila, that the chiyuv must give the Hekdesh. Right? According to that understanding, we can hear this. But what we just had just the cheshmas. I don't remember right now the shitas harosh b'negei tatzvasa. I think that the rosh holds that you always need tatzvasa, if I'm not mistaken. Right? You know, is there a after mind over there? But like what you mentioned before, but even after you have tatzvasa, we're saying that, you know, not all scenarios of tatzvasa are shayach to Hekdesh, to Koinomis. So it would come out to see that the Mishnah is speaking in the scenario, right? Because the Rosh is teaching the Mishnah that it's specific. And it's specific because of the halacha of even the Koinomis. Right? But so we're saying that it should follow that in a case where the nether was made without the din of Mila, because even if you need Hatzfasa, but it was Hatzfasa, which is not a Hekdesh oriented Hatzfasa.
If you say you need Hatzfasa, where would it be a case where?
So, Michael was saying if you have. Oh, it's true.
Right. The kicker had to have.
Okay, yeah. So you're not going to have that tier, right? Because you know that. Because I was talking about, right, with the first kick we had. So we have to review over. You remember, are all the cases of a dover another all at each? Okay, right. That's
what you have to follow. You could not see that you can't get any hanah from me, saying the person did it in a lashon of hatasa, saying all of my mechasim are konim kriyas la'an yukah korban.
Right.
Although there's really a difference in asering mechasim and asering hanah from you. Right? We see there's a difference there, isn't there?
Okay. But as far as using hatasa, would that...
You can say I'm usher to you like a korban. I'm usher to you. That would work as a hatasa. Yeah.
wherever the nether would be chal. However, you understand exactly where the be. Right? So that would be alter gehektish.
Yeah,
okay. So just Cheshner, unfortunately, I don't remember so clearly. In the Rosh says that because of the Yishmi B'Kainomis, then the halacha over here would be such. But one second, but let's just speak this out over here. Being if you'd be nene, what are you doing in the Mishnah, right? In the Mishnah, that what he's doing is he's giving the Hanoah that to Hekdish. Well, we understood what that means is in order to prevent himself from being nene. Right, that's the understanding of what he's doing. What I mean to say is as follows: that the dinner of Karen B'chaymish, right, is a halacha that when one is loyal, so the chiyuvim are right, that you have to give hekdesh. In our scenario, you weren't loyal, so the dinner of in the Mishnah when you're giving it, it presents the Hanoh, right? So going back again to understand why it should be the Vedach like this, what Shlomo was telling us was that when one was Nene by Kainomis, so the Chiyuvim as a result of that might be to give to Hekdesh. But that wouldn't be masbik. That wouldn't be sufficient to explain the Mishnah, because the Mishnah over here is no one was moil, right? You weren't over. You do this in order to prevent it. So this is not really that halacha. So when the Rosh says that you're giving it to Hekdesh because of the dinner of Mila of the Kreinomet, it still needs an explanation. Why? Right? Why is that Machayev here? Right? It's not the chiyuvim of Mila. In order to prevent it, what you're doing is that, you know, you're this is like a new application of that halacha. The economics is mechayiv that when you don't want to be nana, and but you send that value which would have been the hanoah to Hekdesh, right? That,
a different
halach. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we see that there's a shayla and a shayla. If we're learning the Ran properly, to me it looks like the Ran is saying something different than the Rosh. The Rosh is specific saying that the halacha is that because of the halacha of Yishmim B'Kainomis, that's mechayiv in this case, that monetary hanoh, which would have been, specifically has to go to Hekdesh Kedja to get rid of it. That's the din of Yeshua of Economics is Machayev that. Whereas in Iran, to me, the Mashmoyz was that that's not Machayev that, but that's a reason why the Tana would choose to talk in those terms. But it's not the actual halacha in the Hanami. You want to do something else, you can do something else also.
Then, what is it when you answer your kicker just on yourself or on one person? No pigeon. Well, theoretically, you can give that kicker to somebody else.
If you answered your kicker on yourself, right?
Someone else, you can still give it to a third person, theoretically, at that point. It doesn't belong to Hekdesh yet. It doesn't belong to Hekdesh.
Right.
You can give it to another person. Yeah, I'll give it to yourself. I mean, I can't eat it, but
right.
Another person can eat it.
Right, right.
But if you were to eat it, now that money. No, let's say that. But in the case whereby this hanoah that you're getting from this person by the metziah, and the Rosh says you have to give it to Hekdesh. It's like it belongs to Hekdesh.
Right. Meaning
you can't give it to a third person. You have to give it to Hekdesh.
Right. Yes.
By the kicker, you ask it on yourself, you can give it to a third person.
Right.
Well, because it doesn't belong to Hekdesh. You just ask it on yourself. This hana you're getting from the ma'aser, right? You only ask it on yourself. You're not asking it on anybody else. So what's the difference? You shouldn't. Why do you have to give it to Hekdesh?
Right.
You should be able to give it to a third person.
Mm-hmm.
The same way you can give the kicker to a third person.
Right. Right. Hey, yeah, right. You're asking it stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So can we understand the rush? Again, if the person gave him a dollar, right, a direct hana, right? So that dollar is usher to him because it's like Hekdesh.
Who gave who a dollar?
Again,
So
that dollar is like Hekdesh, and it's also for the person to receive, right?
Right.
So can we say that the person in mochel the mochel the schar is just like that dollar? In other words, that mechila of Hana has the status of a dollar bill, and that becomes Gehekdesh, and therefore he has to return it to
I think, according to what you're saying, then shouldn't he have to pay a bonus also?
No, because again, he's not getting the Hana, but the Hana that he's not getting is Hekdesh. Again, if a person wants to give him a dollar, he's not allowed to receive it because of Hekdesh. Right?
What's he do? He takes this dollar, I'm enough that I'm going to give it to Hekdesh, so I never got it.
So he's giving it to Hekdesh, it's like he never got it, right? It's that, because again,
he would accept it socially. If he would accept it, you're giving, okay, great, thank you for giving me this dollar.
Right.
Now he would have to give the dollar on a chumash? But if he took it al manas that I'm giving it to Hekdesh, then he only has to give it to Hekdesh.
Right, yeah. Or in this case, he's not really even taking it, right? You know, they were the mechila, right? So,
right, I understand.
Right, so, you don't even have to have that, it like went in and out. It's sort of like he...
Then even in your tour, why can't he take the dollar al manas? He's going to give it to somebody else. Why does it have to be dafka Hekdesh? I'm giving, I'm not allowed to get, you're giving me a dollar. I'm not allowed to get hana from you.
So I'm saying that hana starts out as Hekdesh. Why is that so? When we give a dollar bill, we understand that dollar bill is considered like Hekdesh, or if he wants to give a dollar bill, I don't hear.
But is it Hekdesh? Is that what we're saying? I didn't think that it was Hekdesh. I thought that the Isser is an Isser maybe which is it's a product of Kedusha, but not Hekdesh, not Vedic Abayis. I didn't understand that so far that in the first place that that's what he did. That's really where the question comes from, right? So if you start from what you're saying, you go away maybe further from where we're starting from.
That's what you're saying, right? That's the way we come out.
I think so, right? I
that is in a kind of prosody. How do you understand that kizbi can't actually be a hektish deer, right? Because the hektish meister is also right. So what you're doing here, right? You know, you can't create your own hektish.
Right? If you do that by me. We do that as a yila, right?
In other words,
if you make an asher to one person and he's nenef of it, then he's chayv mila. And if someone else's,
you're right. But what I mean to say is that I thought that this would be the proof that even though we have no economics, but it's not hektish in a simple understanding. Because if it was a kind of quality. And that's what Allah would apply. No, maybe over there you could possibly think that what the Allah is that I have thought that you actually really made a hektish over here, right? And that's what you did.
Because of us and everybody.
Right. You know, that would fit possibly. Maybe you could prove that doesn't. But you could try to push that through and say that's what it means. Mitzvahs mean. Mitzvahs mean is that when you match this, you're actually making an exhibition. This is equivalent to just being match or something. But in a kind of process, that concept can't be because hektish doesn't. You can't divide the hektish. That would indicate that you're actually not making really a hakdosha. You're using the concept of kedusha, and it's an issur sheyesh b'kedusha. That's what this is. Right? The new facet of the issur nedarim, which is based on, or it's a product of kedusha, right? a new idea. But once that's so then then it's not like. No, this belongs to hektish. You have to know that you're dealing with hektish.
So very comfortable if we said Amila by the Darren, and then if we did say it, if he said it was only Chloe,
okay,
and right. If he would have not said like the rush that you can't throw it away, and all that, I would have felt very comfortable. But the Gemara put us in a very uncomfortable situation where we thought I have to now reimagine it.
Right.
Thank you. Right. But somebody said to me recently, I asked Akasha, he liked Akasha, and then I gave a tarot. He said, just because you ask a good Kasha doesn't mean you can give a bad tarot.
Right. So over here, when the Gemara gives us all the guidelines of what this is, now we have to somehow explain what this is that it should fit into the guidelines that the Gemara gives us. It has these different facets of it. So, and that's why we're going away from saying that it's a simple hektish. Once that's so then that's what we're trying to understand. This rosh, if you were not moyo, so go back. Why do you want hektish? Yeah, okay. And that up on we have to sort that question.
Okay, very good. Okay, well, simple. We got a chance to taste the meal with kainamah. Right, and this is the idea comes up a number of times. Right.
Loveness of Osmanite, you're not really, it's not yours. you're eating and somebody invites you to a house and they give you a piece of challah. You're eating their challah. You don't take ownership of the challah. You're not eating the challah. You can change your shoes. So if you eat something from Hekdesh, did it change your shoes? Or did it not change your shoes? Did you eat something belonging to Hekdesh, but it really still belongs to Hekdesh? Or the act of eating it changed the rishus?
So it sounds like from what you're saying that the me'ilos inside the hanoah is not up changing your shoes. It's not going to change your shoes. It's not changing the rishus.
It might not be going into your rishus, but if it's becoming eaten, doesn't it go out of the kabayas' rishus?
Even though is there a din of a tomer shoes aside from the hano? The amount of hanoah that you got was less than the value of the thing itself.
Well, maybe it's not nifchus. Let's say you milked the cow, and the milk was anyway going to go the evening. So you really didn't take away from the value of the cow at all, or some other way to get hanoah from a cow.
So one thing, just to destroy something, I think that's definitely there are no chiyuvim. When we talk about hayitzomer shoes, I don't think it means just out of hektish. I think they have to come to you. However, when someone eats something, right, that maybe you could afford that it's entering your rishus, whether that side of things is being this kind. Maybe the answer is that it's not. They have to go from hektish shoes into your rishus while still the end. Into your shoes through not to becoming not the end, that's not the din of a tomer shoes. But that might be the right answer to that. And that's why a nene would not be, a nene truth vachid or something like that. That would not be a kiyum of a human of the din of a hitzor. That would be just hanoah, not a hitzor. It definitely seems like that. It's not.
It's not a hotel. Hanoah is a me'ilah without a hotel. Could this have anything to do with the machlokes that's been between Rava and Ayasimich?
Let's see. Have it reconnect that?
Rava holds that anytime you eat something from somebody else, that you're taking it, you're getting it. But he would hold then, by eating the kicker of eating something from Hekdesh, it's a shinui rishus. You're taking it into your rishus by eating it, and then he holds really there's only one kind of meal. Shinui hotza mi rishus l'rishus.
Generally that's what's happening. Let's say if a person would specifically, his intention would be, hard to have the scenario exactly how it's going to be by Hekdesh itself, which is at another point in as far as the thing to the Zohar, but they told me Hekdesh is in a me'ilah, primarily we're discussing the Shoigi, right? The Hadith said, when a person takes something, he's probably taking it for himself. If you want the edit in the rishut, your fear would be if he's eating something and he wanted to remain in the rishut, he thinks it's his friend like that. I'm not assuming such a thing like that. Right? So he's not miscavenging to be the edit. He's not taking it for himself. He's taking upon his friend's invitation. His friend went away for the day and he told him that, you could come
by refrigerator.
Right. And his friend, he's not taking it for himself. He's partaking, of where it is. Here it is. Okay, that's interesting, guys. But maybe that's such a case. That he wouldn't be shy of the meal of it, because there was no intention to be made from whatever shoes he was in. Then it would only be negeya the meila of nene. Yeah, so that could be. So if before he's nene from it, he drops it, he breaks it, whatever it is. It's nothing happened, basically, right? That's the thing. It's not like so. Mm-hmm. That could be. Now, but what do you want to have?
And according to the other sheet, where we see the king of Rav and Al-Fola, that he has to have a new tzur, that when you're eating something, it doesn't automatically become yours. You can eat it still belonging to that original person. And then the eating of Hekdish is a new tzur of Mila. It's not a shinui mirishus. There's no chutzam mirishus lishus. It's just that you're being in from Hekdish.
There could be such a thing. I mean, we know that in an oifen where you don't make a maisikinyan, then it will also be the same thing, right? And in order to make that shin reshus, there has to be a maisikinyan, which is made similar to like we have by gezel, the idea that you can move things around, or you could. But if there's no kinyan chal, so if you then. I think definitely the scenario should be, even if you hold that it becomes yours, but you need to be young for that.
Oh.
Right? So in the event that was the Megara Yaita, kind of thing, you don't have it, then there's no Hitzom or Shus. They would only be, on Nana, right? And, if you want to get more technical, maybe you down on the mice and then whether it lies within that a mice and kidney. Right? And, while he's eating, whether that will facilitate a mice and kidney.
Well, what about leaning on a cow effect? Is that called a hana? Alright, so you leaned on it. The cow. There's no chisaron to hekdish, but you did a mice meila. Whatever
right.
The value of
right.
That honor was,
right.
You have to pay karen and homage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There was no chotzami rishus lurishus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lechora, even Rava would agree to such a scenario.
Right. Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
yeah.
I can't really say what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.